Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of technology and emerge with pearls of wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide on this journey through the silicon jungle.
And I'm Jamie, your trusty sidekick, ready to ask the questions you're thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. Today, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of hyperparameter tuning. It's like tuning your guitar to play the perfect chord, but for machine learning models.
Exactly, Jamie. Hyperparameter tuning is about finding the right settings on your machine learning instruments so they can perform at their best. It's a critical step in the model development process because the right hyperparameters can make or break your model's performance.
So we're like the tech world's version of a rock band, tuning our guitars, air models before the big show. But Alex, what exactly are hyperparameters and how do they differ from, I don't know, regular parameters?
Great question, Jamie. Imagine you're training a neural network. The model's weights that get adjusted during training, those are parameters. They're learned from the data. Hyperparameters, on the other hand, are the settings we decide before training, like how many layers to have in your network or what the learning rate should be.
I see. So it's like setting up the rules of the game before actually playing it.
Spot on. And there are various strategies to pick these rules, from the good old manual search to more sophisticated methods like Bayesian optimization. Each has its pros and cons, depending on your model's complexity and what you're trying to achieve.
Manual search sounds like trying to find a needle in a haystack, blindfolded. Is there a better way?
Definitely. While manual search can feel like guesswork, grid search and random search are more systematic. Grid search examines every possible combination within a predefined grid of hyperparameter values, while random search picks random combinations across a wider range.
Random search actually sounds kind of fun, like buying a mystery box. You never know what you're going to get.
True, but with Bayesian optimization, we get a bit more sophisticated. It uses past trial data to make smarter guesses about which hyperparameter combinations might work best. Think of it as having a wise sage advising you on your quest.
Ah, so Bayesian optimization is like having Yoda in your corner. But what's this I've heard about early stopping and successive halving?
Ah, young Padawan, those are techniques to prevent wasting time on models that aren't promising. Early stopping monitors models as they train and stops them if they're not improving. Successive halving is a bit like a reality TV show contest. Only the best models move on to the next round, using fewer resources in the process.
I love the idea of model reality TV. America's Next Top Model, Parameters Edition. But this sounds like it could get resource intensive. How do you manage that?
It can be, but that's where distributed computing comes in. Tools like Raytune and Optuna help manage this by running experiments in parallel across multiple machines. Plus, using early stopping wisely can save a lot of compute time and resources.
And I guess avoiding those common pitfalls is key, right? Like not tuning your guitar too much that you snap the strings, or, overfitting your model.
Exactly, Jamie. Overfitting, using the wrong validation set, not setting your random seeds, these are all tuning mistakes that can lead to poor model performance. It's like tuning your guitar without actually listening to the notes.
So, Alex, for our tech maestros out there wanting to get started with hyperparameter tuning, any final words of wisdom?
Start simple. Pick a model and play around with a couple of hyperparameters using something like Optuna or Raytune. And remember, the goal is to learn and iterate. Each model is a step on your journey to becoming a machine learning virtuoso.
Well, on that note, it looks like we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and turn on those notifications so you don't miss our next episode.
And remember, in the world of technology, stay curious, keep learning, and always be ready for a bit of trial and error. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next wave of the tech revolution.
Thank you.